This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When someone wants to change, what are the practical steps that I need to take? And there are many things that we need to do. But today I want to mention four or five things that if we do them, at least it's going to help us start and to get on the path. The first thing is, you have to want it. It has to come from within. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. That indeed Allah does not change the situation of the people until they change the situation of themselves. It has to start from within. You have to start. You have to want it. You have to have that burning desire to change, to become better. And then you have to set clear objectives, clear goals. What is it that you want to accomplish? And I'm talking, and I always say in my lectures, in my khutbahs, that we want from this ummah, from our nation of Muslims. We don't want just better Muslims religiously. We want better Muslims in all aspects of life. And your careers, and your family lives, and your health, and everything. So no matter what it is that you want to do, you want to change. It's the same steps. It starts from within, and then you have clear goals and objectives. How am I going to do it? What is my plan? Put the map in front of you. What is it that I want to do, and how am I going to do it to reach my objectives? Once you have the plan, you have the desire from within, then you need to just start. Stop waiting. Stop doing the tasweef. I'll do it later. I'll do it next month. We have to realize that this time may never come. Allah said in the verse, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. That if you make the decision, put your trust in Allah, just do it, just start. The Prophet ﷺ, he told us, وَاسْتَعِينْ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْجَزْ. Seek Allah's assistance and don't give up. Work for it, strive for it, just start. Always tell the brothers that perhaps one of the greatest slogans for any company and the days that we live in is what Nike says. When they say, just do it. You want to get in shape, just do it, just start. You want to become a better Muslim, just start, just do it. And this is what these ayat and these hadith I'm mentioning, it's what it's talking about. Just do it, just start. This is the third step. After that, you have to surround yourself with those who are in the same mission as you. Those who have the same objectives of you. Those who want to reach Jannah. If you want to be on the straight path, you want Allah to forgive you, you want to stay firm on that path, you have to surround yourselves with those who are in the same mission, with the same objectives. And that's why we read every Friday in Surah Al-Kahf, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهًا. To make yourself patient with those who make dua to Allah night and day. They want the countenance of Allah. You have to have your friends close to you, those who are on the same mission. If you want to get in shape, you want to have better health, you have to surround yourself with those who have the same objectives and the same vision as you as well. When you strive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something amazing happens. If we really want to change, and we want to be better as Muslims, and better in all aspects of our life, we have to strive and we have to start with pure intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even our worldly affairs. Even in your worldly affairs, when you want to become better and you want Allah to be pleased with you. I want to be an engineer or a doctor and I want Allah to be pleased with me because I perfect what I do as a Muslim. Look at the reward that you'll be getting. I want to be a better Muslim. I want to set a better example for my ummah, for this great religion that I follow. And you strive for it. What's going to happen when you strive for it? And I promised in the beginning, for those of you who were paying attention, that I would mention an ayah. What we get in return when we strive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah told us, and look at this beautiful ayah, subhanAllah. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That those who strive for us, Allah says, indeed, surely, I will guide him to my ways. You want to follow the straight path? Strive for Allah and Allah will show you to the straight path. And what does Allah say in the end of the verse? وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And indeed, Allah will be with the doers of good. Allah will be there for you. Allah will assist you. Allah will help you. All you have to do is start. Have the intention. And then strive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change it, to become better. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you and He will be there for you.